Now we come heavy. Now we go. We start with the NFL. We preview the Patriots today. Next week, we drop our NFL betting guide. Previews, analysis, best bets, win totals. You got to be a VSiN Pro subscriber to get the guide. Get it for $1.99. We'll kick it an extra month for free. It's 13 months, less than 50 cents a day. Every best bet, every host, every guest. Come on. We're 6 weeks away from the Hall of Fame game. It's rock and roll. Code FTM. Get your bonus month in the guide. Code FTM. VSiN.com/subscribe.
How many bets do you have so far in the NFL? A handful?
Chiefs to win the division. Bears no playoffs. Bears under nine. I'd have to look at a couple other ones. I got a lot of Jets stuff.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers comeback. Aaron Rodgers offensive player of the year.
Mm-hmm. I'm right there with you.
I'm more than five, but less than 20.
Okay. I'm probably in that same wheelhouse as you. I will say this too. Like I get it. Some people, they don't want to tie up their money starting in like May or even April. However, like there is something to, once you miss the number, you're like, oh man, I can't. My example would be this: betting awards. And I'm going to tell myself to tread lightly going into the year. We'll see how that plays out in the next month or two. But when Circa posted their coach of the year odds, they had by far the best number on Mike McDonald for the Seahawks. It was 32-1. He's the number one guy that I looked at. And I'm like, 32-1, that's better than I anticipated. Everybody else is like 19, 20, whatever. Guess what? I didn't bet it. I was going back and forth, and now he's down to like 19-1. And now I want no part of it. So if you see a number that you like right away, I mean, it's the NFL here. There's nothing wrong with going into the season, going into the summertime with having a handful of bets at least, you know, every single year. Last year I went nuts. I had so many bets by the end of June. It was crazy. So I'll probably dial it back a little bit from that.
Yes. And my win total bets were terrible. They're not at the worst year of my life with the win total bets. Tampa surprised me. I thought Houston would be bad. Colts, a lot of them, yes.
Okay. So what do you make of some of the props that we have tonight? Some of these, the props that DraftKings, other books as well, offering this, like to lead the series in points. Well, Luka has 118 points. The next closest is Kyrie. He's got 84. Then Brown and then Tatum. How about this? What about a market to offer who's going to be the second leading scorer in the NBA Finals?
Because yeah.
Luka has this one wrapped up.
That's very good.
Now, the turnaround by Derek Lively for most rebounds last two games, I didn't even see him on the board at some spots. Other people chiming in saying he was higher than 100-1 before game three. He now leads by five.
Yeah, $4 now at DraftKings.
Oh.
My God. Luka, it's over. I mean, the points, forget about it. It's over.
It is.
White's now 1,400 for threes. Oh, that is flipped, too.
Okay.
1,400.
Can I give you this angle?
Oh.
So he's got 13 threes. Tatum, Luka, Sam Hauser, 9. Sam Hauser is 200-1 to lead the series in threes. Now, let's pretend for a second here that the Celtics finish him off tonight. It's a blowout. And they win. It's in the third quarter, it's a huge lead. Is there an angle here where Hauser could get enough run where he's still putting up shots and he hits like six threes and maybe you get a dead heat out of this, or
yeah,
he eventually wins White?
Yeah, we just saw with Hardaway.
Yeah, so that's what I'm kind of thinking here. Or even in a blowout tonight, in a Celtics victory, and they're in charge the entire time, does Mazzulla not like really pull his starters or the main guys until a couple minutes left in the fourth quarter so they can enjoy this, be on the court, and really take in as much as possible for an eventual championship?
Maybe Kidd beats him to it. You know, maybe Kidd would wave the flag if it's a 22-point game with 6 minutes left, 5 minutes left. Who knows? I don't know.
And then as Hauser keeps going, bombs away.
Yeah, well, that was the whole story this year, how many 20- and 30-point leads they had.
Right.
So if they come out and it's a lot of garbage time, that's in play, and we just saw with what Hardaway did, you know. And the other one that we talked about on Friday's show or Thursday's show, Kyrie, yeah, Friday's show. Kyrie is $1.05 to have the most points in a game in the series. Someone's got to score 36 points tonight, assuming the Celtics win. Someone's got to get 36 to beat you. It was +115, didn't happen in game four, and now it's $1.05.
I mean, Paul,
Come on.
The total's now down to like 209 in this game.
Are we going to have an over? I mean, we're going to go 5-0 to the under here? That too.
Well, that's the thing, right? So who's going to, is there going to be a player in a lower scoring game that's going to go off and score more than what Kyrie did in game two? Game three? Probably not.
Yeah.
That seems highly unlikely.
That's a big ask. That is a big ask for someone to drop 36.
Yeah, totally agree. I think you might be onto something with that one.
Bet that right now, but DraftKings, $1.05.
How about the lively rebounding props again tonight? So now this has changed dramatically throughout. Even in the last game, it was either 7.5, around $1.35 to the over, or 8.5 was a nice plus price. Now tonight he's 8.5 at DK. The over is -122. So the odds have changed here by, 40, 50 cents in one game. But again, there's that blowout angle. If Kidd does wave the white flag, because it looks so lively, rebounding props look so easy to the over right now. But then you have to have a close game, and Kidd's got to be, this guy's going to have to play close to 25, 30 minutes again, which I would think he has to because he's awesome.
Mm-hmm. But a big part of lively here, though, is what you're going to get out of Porzingis and how many minutes does he even play? That's enormous as well. And then it ties into Horford stuff and also foul trouble. But I think you get a big game out of Tatum finally, and they bounce back and get that 18th banner. I can't. The 617 stuff's hilarious. How can this be? The area code is 617. Today is 617-24. The last title was 617-08. Come on. Hollywood would laugh at you. Come up with that.
Well, there's also this though too. Run this down from Sean Grandy.
Okay, 617. The date they won the last championship. Three of the icons we've lost in the years since: Russell, Havlicek, and Jones. And Game Five will be played in Boston. 617-24.
Oh, come on.
Yep.
Celtics in a blowout.
Sure.
No, I'm having fun with that, but I do think that they end it tonight. That was kind of, you called it. I mean, that was, I think your analogy on Friday, going back to the 2017 NBA Finals between the Warriors and the Cavaliers, it played out and it was spot on. Because in that year, did you say the Warriors did not have a loss in the playoffs?
Yes, they were 15-0.
Oh, 15-0 and taking care of business, kicking ass and taking names. Yep. And I remember where I was for that game four. I was at Caesar's Palace for some reason watching the game. And the Cavaliers had like almost 90 points in the first half.
Yeah.
They couldn't miss.
13 threes, yep.
And so similarly,
look what happened to Edmonton. I mean, remember that, file that away for the next few years. And I mean, Edmonton's down 0-3 and they chase Bobrovsky, 8 goals, 8-1. It's like the second biggest blowout in Stanley Cup final history.
Yeah. Where'd that come from?
Yeah. We're not getting swept and you're not celebrating on our home floor.
Mm-hmm.
The perfect storm.
Do you think Bob cost himself the Conn Smythe?
Yes. Unless he comes back with a shutout tomorrow.
What if they win?
You can't get chased. He got chased, and that's to be sitting there on the bench after giving up five. That's, and I'll bark off big time. Yep.
I mean, it really is. And he was brilliant before that, but to have one game like that where you can't finish it out, you're getting yanked because it's so bad. I don't know how award voters will look at that and say, I still got to give it to him. He's +105. He's tied at DK with Barkov. Mm-hmm. Same odds now to win the Conn Smythe.
Yeah, same thing too. Edmonton's dominated the last four periods. Dallas has dominated the last five quarters, and Edmonton's dominated the last four periods.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're going to get a completely different game, and I wouldn't be surprised if Florida blows them out tomorrow. And I wouldn't be surprised if Boston blows out Dallas tonight. It's just, that's just how it goes.
That's just how it is,
yeah. And Boston let go of the rope, and they didn't bring any defensive intensity.
No.
So say what you want about them. You know, Mazzul is great with... Well, this guy's a lunatic.
He really
Between
is.
The town and slipping in UFC footage and a guy tapping out in the middle of the highlights or film sessions. I mean, he'll be all over. That film session had to be brutal with putting guys on Front Street. What happened probably the worst defensive game they've had all year.
And I would agree. I think Tatum goes off tonight. But does he go off to the point of where he goes for 28 points or more? His prop is 27.5.
Yeah.
I'd maybe look at the rebounds and assists tonight over combined for Tatum.
You think Brown has it? Let's just win the game. No, it's going to be Brown.
I'm not confident enough in betting that number.
Okay. Well, there's another angle. That's one of the worst games Holiday's ever played in his career. I mean, he couldn't be. He was like -36 or something. How bad he was.
He was awful.
You could, right. All turning the ball over, no defense, pathetic. So, Holiday will play well. So that's another angle. But certainly Holiday's out of the MVP discussion.
Sure. Now, keep this in mind, though. Bobrovsky was minus 450, minus $5 before game four.
Mm-hmm.
Jaylen Brown was minus 280. He opened up minus 340 before game four of the finals. Now he's on at 235. Tatum's plus 255. I don't think I can bet this market. I personally think that Tatum can still win the award. If he has a monstrous game tonight,
that's fair.
And he's close to like a triple-double, if he has like 30, 11, and 8, I'm not going to be surprised tomorrow if we're on the air talking about Jason Tatum, NBA Finals MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's maybe easier said than done. I'm not confident enough in Brown to lay the 235. So, Paulie's going to recap. What a weekend it was. Huge numbers that came in. Landing spots. Win some, lose some. Coming up next on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.